John McClane, narrator.
This is from Crimson Eve by Brandolin Collins. Tony lay in the Durango, knees drawn up, dragging in oxygen. Murderous rage chewed a hole in his heart. By the time this was over, he was going to kill everybody involved. Carla Radling, Paul Gilkey, that car salesman, and anyone else that got in his way. His cell phone rang. Gilkey's tone. Tony lifted his head off the seat and growled. Let the man coddle doomsday, he didn't care. Tony would answer when he was good and ready. Except that Robin and Timmy were fleeing town about now. Anxiety streaked through Tony. He fumbled in his pants pocket for his phone, willed his voice to sound normal. Hello? Hello to you, Tony. Jilkey's voice was low and cold. Guess what? A friend of mine picked up two people, you know. Your wife and son. Seems they were about to fly the coop. Any idea why they'd want to do that? The words hit Tony like an avalanche. Jilkey, you hurt my family and you're dead, you hear? I'll tell everything I know. I'll expose everybody. Temper, temper. Jilkey pulled in a slow, smug breath. Let's get down to business then. This is from Silver Canyon by Louis L'Amour. My shirt had been torn by a bullet and by my own hands. My face was covered in a 2 weeks' beard, and my cheeks were drawn and hollow. Yet the look of surprised relief on her face was good to see. Matt? She was incredulous. You're alive? My buckskin walked close to her horse. Did you think I would die before you had those sons I promised? Don't joke. I'm not joking. Her eyes searched mine and she flushed a little, then quickly changed the subject. You must go away. If you come back now, they'll kill you. I'll not run. I'm going back. But you mustn't. They believe you're dead. Let them think so. Go away now. Go while you can. They've looked and looked, but they couldn't find you. Jim Pender has sworn that if you're alive, he'll kill you on sight, and Bodie Miller hates you. I'll be riding back. She seemed to give up then, and I don't believe she really had thought I would run. And I was glad she knew me so well. This is from The Ultimate Harley Davidson by Mac McDiarmid. Information from the early years is sketchy, so the inspiration for the enthusiasm displayed by William Sylvester Harley and Arthur Davidson is unclear. They are known to have been impressed by a variety act in which comedian Anna Held rode a French-built motorcycle across the stage of Milwaukee's Bijou Theater. Harley was just 20 at the time, Davidson a year younger. The pair had been friends since their school days and, by accident or fate, had already accumulated some of the skills their dreams required by the time they began working together in a Milwaukee basement. They were also lucky enough to have working alongside them a German colleague familiar with pioneering European motorcycles. But what was to become one of the most recognizable and valued brands in history first took shape with a crude sketch, rendered in 1900.